The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yeah.
Hi there. Are you Bridget Pierce?
You the podcasters?
Yes, we are.
You lads seem awful interested in the past.
Our lives aren't fodder for your entertainment.
The three of you poking around and everything will lead to no good.
We are being threatened. It means there's a story here. This is extremely good news.
That's a clip from the Netflix series Bodkin, which is brought to you by none other than Higher Ground, the Obama's production company. I'm delighted to say joining me now to talk about all of this is David Wilmot, who plays Seamus, and Chris Whalley, who plays Sean O'Shea. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. Thanks.
Morning.
Now, Bodkin is a town. Tell me about the town. Where is it? Where might we find it?
It's a town in West Cork. So it was actually shot in Union Hall, and they kind of redid the whole town, redid the shop fronts and replace all the signs with Bodkin. But yeah, shot in Union Hall in lovely West Cork.
Now, what is the conceit of this show? What's happening?
Well, it's one of those archetypes that's been going on since probably The Quiet Man, which is an American arrives in a rural Irish village, you know, and all sorts of drama.
But are they on a mission?
Yeah, it was like 20 years ago, three people went missing in the Samhain, and then these true crime podcasters come to Bodkin to make a podcast about it. And when they're there, all sorts of stuff gets unearthed that maybe people in the town aren't too happy about.
I mean, the country is probably awash with podcasters looking for a true crime to solve.
Yeah.
And they are it. A trio arrive on the scene.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a multi-parter. Is it a comedy or is it a comedic drama or is it a thriller?
Yeah, it kind of feels like everything's a dark comedy these days. So you kind of say dark comedy, and it does get very dramatic, but at the same time, it always ultimately veers back to being kind of fun, really.
Yes, kind of. It is. Yeah. It's good crack, but yeah, it has a bit of everything, doesn't it? The thriller aspects as well.
Yeah. And does it have a kind of a Tom Cruise Irishness about it in its production, or?
I hopefully not. I don't think so.
Leprechauns, bigorras?
No. I wouldn't.
There's a fairy ring.
Yes, there
but
is.
But then fairy rings are real, Pat.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a few.
Yeah. That's part of the tropes. A lot of the jokes are kind of joking on that aspect of Ireland or how it's perceived.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Gilbert comes over the American, that's his lens. And then it's like very quickly being like, that's not what it's like here.
But at the heart of it, there's a mystery.
Yes. Where did the bodies go?
Yeah. Three people are missing. Habeas corpus, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about your own characters. What's your character, Chris?
So my character is Sean O'Shea. He's sort of a local young lad. I feel like there's a Sean exists in every rural Irish town. He picks up the podcasters. He does odd jobs. But then he's with them and watching him. There's more than meets the eye. And he starts to kind of unravel as the series goes along.
And is he a knowing accomplice in all of this, or is he an observer watching what they're at and hoping they won't find out things that perhaps he knows?
A bit of both, I think. He's kind of involved in his own things and maybe a little over his head. But yeah, it all starts to unravel as it goes along.
Yeah. And your character then?
Well,
David.
I'm the local fisherman, but it's like as you go through the layers, you start to realise I'm not what I seem. But and when we start the show, I'm just a local fisherman who kind of enjoys engaging with the enthusiastic American and kind of, teasing him and all that kind of thing. But as the show develops, you know, I'm a little more sinister than that first.
Do you enjoy playing sinister?
I do, yeah, I do. I did a lot of theatre, so I find that the baddies are more like, you can kind of attack it and give it a load.
Look out, he's behind you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you need, I think when you're the leads in that, you have to be palatable to everybody. But bad guys, you can just go for it, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at, I don't know whether you saw the latest Netflix Liam Neeson project, Saints in the Land of Saints and Sinners.
Yeah.
And, Donegal is absolutely beautiful. And I'm sure West Cork is going to be absolutely beautiful in this. It's riddled with sort of Irish clichés, but they kind of get away with it.
Okay.
I haven't seen that, but we, as Chris said, we we play with it. We kind of invert it. So you kind of think that's what we're doing. But then there's all, the carpet gets pulled out, and instead of a traditional Irish song, it'll be the Rolling Stones or something. It's kind of like we're kind of playing with that. But I think, like, since The Quiet Man, you know, when you think about the national resources of a country, like, the way Americans see Ireland is like it's like this thing that is periodically mined.
I'm sure a lot of people thought Banshees was, like, modern. Banshees have been a Sheeran, you know. I heard Americans were like, oh, and it's like that over there now? And you're like, what? Yeah. No, not really.
I can't help feeling we're lucky that this is somehow lodged into the American psyche, that Ireland's this place where you can tell these stories, because you adapt and you use it in different ways. But we're very lucky that they periodically come around and want to go, you know, what would happen now if an American arrived in Ireland? You know, they just like, it's like the guy who leaves prison at the start of the scene, the gates close, and there he is with his bag. It's just a great way to start a story, you know.
Yeah, you get occasional glimpses of this when, I mean, if you remember The Guard.
Yes.
What a funny movie that was.
This man's in it. Yeah
you're
yeah,
into that too.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved? How were you cast? How were you selected? How were you found?
Well, it's the same old way, isn't it? You do an audition and, you know, and then they get back in touch and you do another audition.
Yeah, yeah. And we had, I'm sure that, no, we worked together after, no, before.
No, it wasn't.
After.
Oh, it was, you're right.
Yeah, it was before. So we'd just actually done a film together before. So it was great to be working together again. On this.
Now, when you hear it's made by Higher Ground, the Obama's production company, one imagines that Michelle and Barack are sitting there auditioning you.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't get to meet them.
They're just outside there in the green room. Sure,
driving your car.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
they were a big, Higher Ground was a big presence throughout the whole thing, you know, and they're just amazing.
It's their first drama. Yes. They've usually done the documentaries and that type of thing, but this is the first time they've done a scripted drama. And when we were down in Union Hall, all the local papers, it was just pictures of Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
We still love him, eh?
Well, as he said himself, when they moved across the water, they just forgot to put the hyphen or the apostrophe in with the Obama. That's how it all went wrong. So the production itself shot with many Irish cast, I presume?
Yeah.
It's a big production. It's like, and all the Denzians of Bodkin are all like the best of the Irish actors going. And it was a big production. It created a lot of work and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they include all the local British exiles in Union Hall in the cast, or is it entirely Irish?
It's, I think it's mainly Irish. There was a lot of...
Do you know something about Union Hall? I don't. Is it...
West Cork is a haven.
For Anglo...
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Imagine it's close to in Skib. As extras. Yeah,
it's close to Skib. And like, you can't be accusing Skib of that.
Yeah.
Young Offenders, you are substantially absent this time.
Well, the show is still very much keeping exactly what it was in terms of tone and fun and stuff, and this kind of opportunity presented itself for Jock to have a different storyline. So I was just delighted to be able to get back on board. Jock finds himself in a Colombian prison.
Which is kind of handy because you don't have to be on set.
Well, yeah.
While you're doing other things.
The scenes are still very much the same with myself and Alex, and that dynamic is still there. And I've actually seen the other episodes and I think it's brilliant. I think it's as funny as ever. So I'm looking forward to, I've seen the first two. I'm looking forward to seeing a few more.
But, yeah. All right. You're both obviously very busy. So is the movie scene good at the moment in Ireland?
Yeah, I think in Ireland it is. I think globally it's contracting. Yeah, it's kind of, my agent's telling me it's very quiet.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is everywhere at the moment, but Ireland is definitely...
I think Wednesday's coming here, eh? That's one of the biggest shows in the world now, and it's come here. It's relocated to Wicklow from Romania or somewhere like that, so...
But you ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Right. What do they know that we don't know?
I'm actually doing a play at the moment. I've started rehearsals with Siobhan, who's playing Dove, the lead. So we're doing a play together in the Abbey for the summer. So,
all right. At this stage, it's all done and dusted, and we can all watch it on Netflix.
Seven episodes.
Yeah. So what's it like then when it's all wrapped up, but will be there for probably a year or two on Netflix, available to one and all?
Yeah, it's funny. I suppose with Netflix, it just comes out like you're saying, it all comes out at once, and then you just hope. You can tell pretty quickly if it's.
We want season two, pal. Yeah. Bodkin.
Exactly.
We're hoping for.
You've just had a spoiler. Neither of you were killed.
Oh, well, who knows? Exercise. We might not be in it. I might come back as a ghost. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I'm looking forward to it enormously. It's called Bodkin on Netflix, and two of its principal characters, Chris Whalley and David Wilmot. Thank you very much for joining us. Good crack.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.